It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the 18th and 19th of August, depending on when you're listening to this. It has been one heck of a hot August, that's for sure. Big shout out to my running friends. Last Sunday, August 12th, was the Epson Old Home Day 4-miler, which started at 8:30 a.m. It was part of the New Hampshire Grand Prix Series. We had a great turnout. Delta Dental's been sponsoring the Epson Old Home Race, you know, for many years, even when it's not part of the New Hampshire Grand Prix. The week before that was the Frank Donovan 5K in Pittsfield, and that's in honor of our former colleague and comrade at Northeast Delta Dental, Frank Donovan, who really got me involved with the wellness community as well as just in generally engaging the external community, and also got us involved with the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race and the Bill Luty 5-miler. And then the day before was the Beach to Beacon Road Race in Cape Elizabeth, put on by and led by Joni Benoit Samuelson, and that raised money for an organization called Winter Kids, which is an organization in Maine which gets young kids out in the winter walking and hiking in Maine. So that was a lot of fun. We had a great turnout. The Beach to Beacon is a real interesting race because you have like probably 100 of the best runners of the world, and then there's 6,500 or so the rest of us to kind of plod away and get our 10K done. So we are a dental insurance company, however, after all. I mean, there is a connection between oral health and overall wellness, so I try to teach that to my running friends. But this weekend with me is Dr. Bob Urban. I've had Bob on before. Dr. Bob is a dentist consultant at Northeast Delta Dental and has worn many hats over the years. So, Bob, let's start with your background. You've been a practicing dentist. You've taught at Tufts. You review claims. You do exams. So tell us your background to establish your robust oral health credibility. How's that?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you having me on again. I graduated from Tufts Dental School in 1970, a long time ago.
And how many female percentage at that class?
It was zero.
It was zero, so.
Right now it's about 53%.
Female.
Right, so yeah.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, so after that I did a residency at Philadelphia General Hospital, one of the Penn teaching hospitals in Philadelphia. Got a lot of experience there. Went into private practice for approximately 25 years. In the interim, I've been teaching at Tufts Dental School. I'm a clinical professor at Tufts, and I also am on the CDCA, which is the commission that licenses dentists. So last week I was in Philadelphia. A couple of weeks I'm going to be in Baltimore. So I'm flying all over the country monitoring and assessing students that are getting ready to license.
Let's pause there. So you've been doing that for many years. What have you seen in terms of the evolution of graduating students? I mean, I'm assuming, obviously, that the program is still as rigorous as it's always been, but do you see any differences between, let's say, the students in the 1990s versus today?
I think it's much more competitive getting into dental school now. So score-wise, the grades are, the students that are coming in are very smart. They all have bachelor's, and most of them have multiple master's degrees. As far as technical skills go, I think there isn't much difference at all.
You have to have those spatial skills for sure. I know we've had now two graduating classes from the University of New England, and I know that those students were, you know, very compelling. I went to the graduation a couple of years ago, and many of them have chosen to serve in underserved areas of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So that hopefully that's a trend, because as you know, Bob, there are really enough dentists between Nashua and Concord. But if you go to other parts of the North Country, New Hampshire, and then different parts of Maine and Vermont, there can be in certain areas, you know, a shortage.
Yeah, absolutely. There's really not a shortage of dentists in the United States. It's a shortage of dentists in certain areas, just like you said, Tom. you know, Indian reservations, way up in Maine, places like that that have lack of dental care, and the government has stepped in on some of that stuff.
As you know, we also, Northeast Delta Dental, in addition to funding University of New England, we have a pretty robust scholarship program with your alma mater, Tufts, and where you teach. And upcoming is the 150th anniversary of Tufts, right? And you right. and I are going, right?
This Absolutely. Fall.
That'll be a lot of fun to see Mark Gonthier and all of our friends at Tufts. But those students graduating are equally compelling. We have them up at our board meeting, and several of them get scholarships. And again, many of them are covering in underserved areas. So that's why I think you're like me, Bob. You're, even though there's a lot of noise in the media, I mean, I'm pretty optimistic about the future. When I see these students, you know, they're really compelling people.
Oh, they're bright young people, and of course, I have a prejudice towards Tufts, so I don't know how you compare Tufts to New England.
But they're all great. It's all great.
It's all great. It's yeah. all great.
And it's, you know, and the other thing, of course, they're dealing with is, you know, on average, you know, they're coming out with a couple $100,000 in debts, you know, many of them.
More.
And so it's much more difficult for a young graduate, you know, to, you know, purchase, you know, a dental practice. So many of them are becoming, you know, salary dentists, and that's great. I mean, it's just the way it is from an economic perspective. So let's get into the topic at hand. So as I mentioned in the opening, August has been very hot. So that means people may be in the swimming pool. So today's topic is summer and dental problems. So let's start with chlorine and take it from there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but swimming pools can be detrimental to your teeth in a whole bunch of different ways. Chlorine in the swimming pools, although a lot of swimming pools are now being changed to salt water pools. I know we have a condo up in Winnipesaukee, and they just changed the big pool to a salt water pool. And I'm not sure what that does to your teeth. But chlorine will actually, if you're doing a lot of swimming, will darken your teeth, yellow your teeth. A lot of this can be taken care of by the hygienist. But also, if the pH isn't adjusted properly in the pools and the pH drops too low, it can actually soften the enamel and make it more susceptible to caries and other problems. So something that you probably hadn't thought about. Also, I just pulled up off the internet about diving. People that dive. Personal story about a man that was diving, and five of his fillings actually came loose from the atmospheric pressure and stuff, and he had tremendous pain and came back, and he had to have all the fillings replaced.
And that's just from that's from a successful dive.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us about, let's talk about mouth guards. You know, I've had other dentists on, and I think I'm a big believer in fitted mouth guards, you know, by the dentist, unless, you know, the cheap ones that you can get at a drugstore and melt and so on and so forth. So tell us the importance of mouth guards.
Well, especially, again, getting into summer sports, but in all sports, mouth guards can protect your teeth, not just your front teeth, but your back teeth, too. When I was in practice, I had a young woman that was in a very bad automobile accident, and actually her front teeth were not affected, but maybe about a dozen of her back teeth had all just splintered, because when she got hit, her jaws came together, and it just sheared off portions of the teeth, and I had to do a ton of crowns on her. Now, obviously, you're not going to be wearing a mouth guard in your car, but any type of contact sport, basketball, football, certainly.
Soccer.
Even baseball, yeah. Soccer. You know, kids get their teeth knocked out. I had a gal a few years ago, the place that I have up in Winnipesaukee, she was one of the lifeguards. She dove into the lake, hit a rock with her face, and cracked two of her front teeth. And when I looked at her, the nerves were hanging out of the two teeth. I actually brought her down to my office, took the nerves out and put temporaries on there and did root canals. So, again, have fun during the summer, but be careful with some of these things.
But be careful. Again, for parents, you know, the fall sport tryouts are starting, you know, with football and soccer. And it's definitely worth the investment for me, from my point of view, of a fitted mouth guard that a dentist can do. And, you know, most dental plans don't cover it, although at Northeast Delta Dental, we do have a mouth guard rider, so some of our employer groups do have coverage for it. But essentially, you know, whatever, $80, $90, you can get a fitted mouth guard. And the advantage of that is, one, it's more efficient but effective, but two, the kids will leave it in their mouth. It's so frustrating for me. I like to watch high school soccer games, and I see kids, you know, with them holding on to their mouth guard or hanging out of their mouth, you know. But if it's fitted, I know I use a fitted mouth guard playing racquetball, and it's literally as if nothing's in your mouth. I mean, you can breathe. It's not, you know.
No, absolutely. And the other thing is it protects your, if you're using a maxillary mouth guard and upper teeth, it protects your lower teeth, as I said, because if you do get hit, if you're playing squash or racquetball or something like that, I mean, you can get whacked pretty well, either by your opponent or by the ball or something, and your teeth come together, and that's how you split teeth. And that can protect it. A soft mouth guard like that can protect it.
You wanted to talk about Evolve's teeth. What's that?
Well, Evolve's teeth is, you know, when your kid's playing baseball and the kid behind you has the baseball bat and hits him in the mouth and the entire tooth comes out. You know, sometimes you get a chip of a tooth or a broken edge or something that can be bonded or root canaled and post and crowned. But sometimes the entire tooth will come out, which is not too pleasant.
So after a commercial break, let's talk about, okay, the entire tooth has come out. You're the parent. You're sitting. The kid is crying. Your kid is crying. The tooth is on the ground. What do you do? So that'll be our radio tease, Dr. Bob. Is that okay with you?
That sounds great.
All right. Tom Raffio with Dr. Bob Urban. Please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio on this 18th and 19th of August. Big shout out to Dr. Bob Urban for joining me this weekend. Bob's one of our great dentist consultants that works with me at Northeast Delta Dental. My running friends, I want to give you a shout out as well. There was a huge turnout at the road race, the Cigna Road Race, which was at 6:20 on Thursday, August 9th, and we had a huge Delta Dental team. It's great to see Manchester transformed with thousands of people running, some fast, some walking, some in between. The older I get, the slower I run, but I have lots of fun. This week in show, we can use Dr. Bob Urban's expertise. Bob gave his credentials prior to commercial break, longtime professor at Tufts Dental School, practicing dentist consultant, does exams. And incidentally, as an aside, Dr. David Bosch and Dr. David Hedstrom say hello to you. You were in Philadelphia. I think they were in New York City doing exams.
Great, thank you.
From what they tell me. Anyway, so we were talking about Evolve's teeth, which is when the entire tooth, falls out. So let's just kind of role play. So either at a baseball game or a soccer game, I'm a parent. There's a collision. All of a sudden, I see my son or daughter's tooth on the ground, including the root, so to speak. So what are the next steps we should do at that point?
Well, generally that's an occurrence that doesn't happen all that often, but it does happen. Usually when you get a blow to the mouth like that, you probably crack off the enamel, and then that becomes a root canal and a crown situation. With a totally Evolve's tooth, the entire tooth comes out, and that can happen with kids. So the best thing you can do is find the tooth. Don't try to clean it. You can rinse it a little bit if there's dirt on it, but don't try to clean it because there are fragments on the root that really need to try to reattach to the mouth. So now you're an hour away from your dentist, so what do you do with the tooth? So you rinse it off. You can put it in the pouch of your mouth, of the child's mouth, in between the the gum area, up in the cheek area, and that'll keep it fairly sterile, so to speak. If you can't do that or the child won't tolerate it, you can find some milk and put it in a bottle of milk. And then once it gets to the dentist's office, he can, depending on what's happened to the tooth, he can either do a root canal right there in his hand, or he can reinsert the tooth. He might have to numb the kid up, maybe take a little bit of the blood clot out, reinsert the tooth, and then stabilize it with either composite or wires or something. And sometimes nature takes its place and firms it up. Sometimes it doesn't. But it's certainly worth a shot.
Great. That was very, very helpful. All right. So let's switch back now to dental school. You'd mentioned in 1970 the Tufts class, the dental school class, had 100% were men and 0% women. And now it's slightly more women than men. So that's obviously, you know, one trend in dental school. What are, since you've taught down there for so many years, I mean, what do you see that are some of the other trends in dental school?
Well, when I was at Tufts too, and I'm not saying this to be prejudiced or anything, but the class basically consisted of white males. It was all white males, and it was basically Irish, Italian, Jewish. I was a token Lithuanian kid. But now you see a very, very international flow. Tufts has become a very international school. We see a lot of Indians from India, Pakistan, Koreans, Thailand. It's like the United Nations when you walk in. Tom, you've been there. You've seen it. It's sometimes getting the elevator, and there are people from just about every country
in the
diversity
world.
The diversity is
amazing,
unbelievable.
And it's a real positive to see. So it's still, I mean, to me, it's an awesome profession. It may not be, if you read the from Dr. Marco Vasicek, the American Dental Association's chief economist, I mean, it may not be quite as lucrative as it may have been, like, say, 15 years ago, but it's still, to me, you know, an awesome profession. And as you know, since you were a practicing dentist, you can change people's lives, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like that young girl that I was talking about that I'd hit a rock at in Lake Winnipesaukee. I mean, she was distraught, and I brought her down to my office, which is 75 miles away, and we did the root canal there. And she was a happy camper when we got done, and a couple of weeks later we did the crowns on her. And yeah, you can change people's lives, and it makes you feel good. I mean, it kind of took my whole Sunday away, but it made me feel really good just to do that.
And there's those sort of emergency situations, and then there are other situations where, you know, someone has, for whatever reason, neglected going to the dentist, and they come back, you know, 7 or 8 years later with, you know, various issues, and maybe they've been, they're so embarrassed about their teeth, they don't smile, and there are self-esteem issues. And I know, in talking to our participating dentists, they get great pleasure in restoring someone's mouth, and there's the self-esteem issues and the aesthetics, but also, as Bob knows, there's such a connection between good oral health and good overall health.
Yes, not just that, but you know, say self-esteem issues, people get better jobs, they feel fulfilled. They want to smile, they want to laugh, they change their personalities. It can be a plus in a whole bunch of different ways.
Now, in New Hampshire, we have really good oral health metrics. The New Hampshire Dental Society and the Endowment for Health and Delta Dental, you know, we've sponsored studies, and our metrics, you know, from an oral health perspective, are right up there in the top of the country. But even in New Hampshire, there are still these underserved pockets. One of the things we learned by observation at the Boys and Girls Club is that definitely there were some young boys and girls. Some of them were new American immigrants who appeared had never been to the dentist. So we have brought what's called a teledentistry to the Boys and Girls Club. I spoke about this briefly at 2 weeks ago, excuse me, the Concord Boys and Girls Club telethon, but essentially showing up at the club's dentistry and suitcases in effect with a hygienist, the teeth are checked out, the x-rays are transmitted electronically, and then when the child at that point definitely needs to see a dentist, we'll transport them to either Savings People's Smile that is led by Dr. Earl Simpson or the Easter Seals Dental Center. So, Bob, as great as a profession as it is, and even though, you know, people understand the importance of fluoride, would you agree that there are definitely, unfortunately, still underserved areas, you know, from an oral health perspective?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you have to go too far from here. You can go into Laconia and see what's going on there. And, you know, especially with the fact that we have a drug problem here in New Hampshire, and lots of times these drugs will devastate the dentition. I go out to the Midwest, there's places like the University of Pittsburgh or Ohio State where they're doing a lot of methamphetamines. It dissolves the enamel on your teeth. It's ugly. It's really ugly, and it's very difficult to treat.
So the opioid crisis has exacerbated, you know, this and that situation. So let's do a kind of a lightning round of questions that I know parents always say, "Oh my God, look, I wish you had asked these questions." So I've written these down over the years. So electric toothbrush versus manual toothbrush. And let me tell you how I answer that, which is, and I'm not a dentist, but I always say, whichever one gets you to brush or your children to brush frequently and more often and effectively, use that. So that's my answer. So what's your answer?
That's a good answer. And personally, I just use a hand toothbrush. My wife's a hygienist. She uses a hand toothbrush. Electric toothbrushes work fine. And if it, you know, I mean, if it makes you brush more or longer or better, or it makes your kids, you know, think it's kind of like a toy, well, hey, good for that. There's no downside to it. I'm not sure if there's a tremendous upside to it.
Whatever gets the child or the adult to do it. So if you go into a drugstore or a supermarket or Walmart or whatever, it's lined with different types of toothpaste. You know, some say they'll freshen your breath and some whiten. And so my question is, what do I buy? And here's my answer. As long as it's half fluoride, you can't go wrong. But now you can answer.
Yeah. No, and that's right. And your number one thing is it has to have fluoride. And then all the others, I mean, there's 1,000 of them out there now. And whitening ones, well, what are whitening? They're more abrasive. So they're whitening. They're more abrasive. They may have some sort of a bleaching mechanism, a peroxide or something in them. But they're not going to be all that strong that they're going to whiten your teeth to, you know, linen white. And then the Sensodyne types of toothpaste that have other medicaments in there that may reduce some of the sensitivity you have. So it depends what your specific, what you're looking for. But fluoride, Tom, as you said, is the number one component. I don't think there's too many toothpastes out there that don't have fluoride in them right now.
So we have this program, Health Rural Wellness, or HOW, that 99% of our group employers that have Delta Dental coverage have the program. It's powered by a software called Previsor, one of our subsidiaries that we own, and essentially most dentists in the state now have that software in their operatories. You ask, the hygienist asks a bunch of questions, and then depending on your score, you may be entitled to additional cleanings, adult fluoride varnish. So and I'm not violating HIPAA because I'm self-reporting. So the last time I went in, my score was 3. So you can get a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so that means I was entitled to additional cleaning, which she scheduled, and then she applied the Adolph Floyd varnish, all paid by Northeast Delta Dental. So would you explain to the listening audience that while, let's say, the 2 visits and 2 cleanings a year really were based on, you know, commercials way back in the 50s and 60s, it's a good benchmark, where some of us actually should go more, you know, based on, you know, what our saliva type is and, you know, other issues.
Yeah, and the Previsor tool is great for that. And, you know, there are some people that probably should go once a month. I mean, that's not going to be covered, but either they don't take care of their teeth or the genetics are such that they build up calculus and subgingival calculus. Then there are other people that, you know, my wife's been a hygienist for a long time. She's retired now. But, you know, they come in every 6 months and she doesn't know what to do because there's nothing there. And they probably could go once a year. So, again, you know, I think genetics plays a part, oral health, your own habits, what you eat, how you brush. So I don't think there's any. But the HOW program is great.